to Wellness Leads. Happy Tuesday. I hope you're having an amazing time in this very holy month. All right, let's just take a step back. Guys, it's officially the last 10 days of Ramadan by the time you're listening to this. So it flew by so fast. I don't know how we got here, but we did. Guys, before I talk about anything, can you believe that I just have like my worst experience while recording an episode? And I'm going to tell you all about it. So basically, I'm recording this episode for 10 to 15 minutes. And I'm seeing, like I'm looking at the software and it's not as high as it usually is. So I'm like, it's a bit weird. And I pause for a moment. I listen back to my recording. And yes, I recognize the microphone, like the internal microphone of my Mac. And I'm like, wait. And I'm holding the microphone the whole time, you guys. And I'm like, wait. I look, and to my surprise, I don't have my microphone plugged in. So basically, I'm just holding my microphone, recording, having fun and all that, while everything is sounding so wild and so crazy, and the microphone isn't plugged in. Yes. Oh my God, I could not believe it. So I just plugged it, and yes, I started recording again. I don't know if it's going to be like the first time, and I don't know if it's going to be better. I don't know if it's going to be worse. Let's just hope for the best and hope it's going to be better. All right, so let's get in today's episode. I want to set the vibe for you guys. So basically, it's post-iftar. I'm having a huge glass of water in front of me, and I have my laptop and my microphone and my phone in front of me with notifications turned off. If you haven't listened to last week's episode, go ahead, don't miss it. It's really, really important, especially during this month. We all agree that these days, the last 10 days of Ramadan, are the best. Like la crème de la crème of Ramadan. We need to make the most out of them. That's why I decided to discuss all about this in today's episode. So we talk how to make the most out of the last 10 days of Ramadan. I'll also share some of Ramadan in the dorms tips, as I have spent some time during the last like 10 days last year back at university, and it was really, really fun. I will also dive in Eid preparations the following episode. The following episode is also going to be about this, but I feel like I do have to share some of this right now because the next episode is going to be on Tuesday, and Eid, I believe, is going to be on Friday, inshallah. So yes, I have to talk a bit about that in today's episode. All right, before I start anything, I had this idea before even launching my podcast, but I was supposed to have this section at the beginning of each episode to tell you my wellness ritual of the week. All right, so it's going to be a section from now on, inshallah. I don't know how I forgot about it, honestly, but here we are. Before anything else, wellness ritual of the week. I went shopping yesterday. I can't say it was a 100% successful run, but it was really, really fun. I enjoyed it. Tell me, are you doing any Eid shopping lately? Have you ordered anything? By the way, guys, I have shared with you a couple of Google Forms last time, and I was so happy to read your responses. If you missed it, I basically will be doing a community episode once in a while to read all of your responses and share all of that with our little community here. If you have filled the form, thanks for being part of this. I really, really love you guys. I am so grateful for you. If you haven't yet, don't forget to check it out. It's all in the show notes below. Okay, let's get back to the episode. Only 10 days left of this holy month, you guys. All things prayer, dhikr, dua are so important now, more than any time really. This time is so precious. That is your reminder to take advantage of that. As Ramadan approaches its end, we must remember how important the last 10 days are. It's during this time that the Quran was revealed to the Prophet on Laylatul Qadr, and though we don't know exactly which day, like in the last 10 days, but we know that certainly in the last 10 days of Ramadan. We do know also that each night of these nights bring immense rewards. All right. Now, how can we make the most of the last 10 days and show our devotion? It's really by performing as many good deeds as possible. reciting Quran, praying, giving charity, making dua. Our worships during these days are very, very special. The Prophet ﷺ said, dua is the essence of worship, all right? And in these days, don't forget that. I know that the vibes are a bit hectic. I know it can be a bit hard to focus, especially with all Eid preparations. But I believe if you make time for everything, it's going to be all right. So I'll say a little bit of everything while still reminding yourself that you got 10 days and the month is officially over. Guys, burnout during these days is also common. So make sure to take your time and relax while you need to. Listen to your body. I'm feeling it right now, really. I'm really, really tired to a point where I literally hesitated, like, I don't know, 2 hours ago about recording this episode and putting it on time. But then I said, no, like, I really, really need to do it. We only got one Ramadan episode left. And I know it's the case for the majority of people. By the way, I have to talk about Ramadan in the dorms in a minute, but I need to say that I won't go this week. I'm not in the dorms. Currently, I'm at home. Maybe the next week, still I'm not certain 100%, but sure, I'll talk about it. I'll share my experience because I've been there last year and it was really, really fun. I just want to share some of that. If you're in your early 20s and younger a bit, you've probably grown up with most of our Ramadan fasting experiences occurred sometimes during the summer. And that means not while we were in school. We were always in holidays. But as Ramadan follows a lunar calendar, it shifts 10 days back every single year. So Ramadan now falls during college and school year. So whether you're in engineering school or medical school or any other school really, it might be a bit hard for you. And it's quite impossible and so hard to miss classes. For so many students, the pressure of courses is a new challenge during this month. Let's get into tips. All right, first, I would say don't break your fast alone. If you have some friends at college, you can organize an iftar together. It makes the whole difference, trust me. Like, breaking your fast alone in your room or with a couple of friends is not the same experience. No, don't tell me, oh, I FaceTime my family. Trust me, on FaceTime or in real life, it's not the same thing, all right? If you're having iftar alone, you can still invite or like ask some of your friends to have iftar together. I'm pretty certain 100% they're gonna love the idea. They're gonna be down. All right, now we have that set. For your meals, you have to prepare them in advance. Don't expect yourself to cook on the same day. It's really hard to do it in college. This goes for both suhoor and iftar. If you have suhoor, like if you like to have suhoor, yes, you could set yourself up by making overnight oats or just have some leftovers from iftar. For iftar, you need to have your meals already ready. Okay, now we have the food part also set. Fortunately, many universities have either a masjid or a praying room right now on campus, or like a masjid nearby. If you could visit a masjid close to you during Ramadan is also so perfect. We used to go to Taraweeh last year with my friends, and the qari there was so perfect, mashallah. We didn't want to go back home because we wouldn't have the same qari for Taraweeh. Yes, just ask your friends if you could go to Taraweeh together, or just like grab your abaya and I don't know, your praying mat and go to the mosque or the prayer room. A fun fact is that at first, like last year, I'm bringing up last year because I've spent some time last year at the dorms with my friends and I haven't yet this year, all right? So as I was saying, last year, at first we had no idea that the guys at my dorms organized a praying room for students to pray together. So we used to go to the next door's like praying room and it was always empty. Like no one was there for like 3 or 4 days. Every day we'd go there, we'd find like no one, absolutely no one, just us. We pray Taraweeh, we recite Quran in absolute silence. I don't know, it was different. Then one day, going back to our room, we found this flyer that they have organized a praying room for students to pray Jama'ah, a congregational prayer, and its exact location, all that. So we went and it was amazing. And one of my friends actually recorded all the du'as and she put them in a drive. I'll share the drive's link with you guys in the show notes and in my Instagram. And if you have other du'as or anything, send it to me. You can find my Instagram also in the show notes. All right, another tip, you guys, I have read online and I find it really, really great, is set your intentions for every task as an act of worship. No matter what you're doing, there is always a way to connect it to Allah. For example, before studying, set your intention and say that you are studying this moment to expand your knowledge, and Allah loves those who increase themselves in knowledge, so you're doing it in the sake of Allah. This will allow you somehow to worship Allah in every action without feeling like you are missing out by doing that. All right, now I have talked about burnout before, and we don't want this for you guys. So if you're feeling a bit overwhelmed, keep your tasks simple. Maybe it's praying your 5 prayers on time, or reciting 1 hizb of Quran every day, or whatever it is. Go little by little and don't go hard on yourself, especially if you're a student. Even if you are not a student and you work currently or whatsoever, don't lead yourself to burnout. If you're at uni, I wish you an amazing time. I hope you'll make the most out of it. If the last couple of weeks were not what you wished for, it's okay. It's never too late, you guys. You still can get back on track now. If you haven't prayed at any Taraweeh this month, it's okay. You can still do it now. You can pray at home. If you're a girl, you can pray at home even alone if you don't have anyone to pray with. If you're a guy, you can organize a congregational prayer with your family. As I always say, guys, it's never, never too late, really. And we have 10 days left. La crème de la crème, as I said, the best days. Make the most out of them, and inshallah, it's going to be great for you. And I wish you can still have the best Ramadan ever in these left 10 days. All right, now that we have covered everything about Ramadan at the dorms, I feel like I haven't talked enough about meal prep and all this, because you guys can make literally any recipe online. I usually like to take food with me from home and I put it out of the fridge, basically. Or you can just ask your friends to cook certain meals together. This way it's going to be fun, and yes, you're going to enjoy your time together. I feel like it's a mood to prepare food during Ramadan. It's just different. It hits different. So yes, I wish you have the best time, whether you're home or at the dorms, and just enjoy these little moments. If you're at the dorms, guys, just remind yourself that these days are going to go by, you know? You are creating memories for yourself, and you're not gonna have it every year, and you're just gonna live it in this specific period of your life, and then that's it. It's a bit sad to think like this way, but you need to remind yourself of that just to make the most out of your moments in the dorms and enjoy them, really. Okay, now let's get into the Eid prep. So 10 days till the end of Ramadan means Eid is so near. We love it. It's personally my favorite holiday. Eid al-Fitr is an opportunity to celebrate and gather with family and friends and enjoy basically your time, enjoy your delicious foods, enjoy your sweets. Before I get into all of that, I know during Eid you can be caught up in this spending trap. I just want to say, be mindful while spending, guys, and give to the less fortunate people. So before Eid al-Fitr, preparation is necessary, and you can start prepping by thinking about the list of food that you want to serve, or like the list of sweets, or preparing the necessary shopping list for all of this. You can also like prepare visits for your family and all that, and set everything so you have the best celebration ever. Now let's start with sadaqah. I feel like it's like the basic thing everyone would start with. A few days before Eid al-Fitr, basically each Muslim family makes a donation known as Sadaqat al-Fitr, charity of the fast break-in. It's a donation given to less fortunate families and people. If you don't know whom to give it to, you can go to the mosque and they will donate it themselves. Now that we have that set, second, and I feel like it's so, so important, baking traditional treats is also very common in every household before Eid al-Fitr. Families gather together to make these sugar cookies for Eid. We often have designs on them. I might share some recipes on my Instagram. I love making Eid treats. I feel like they get me in the best mood, and they already get me in the Eid mood, if that makes any sense. I would be so happy to share some of my favorite recipes with you guys. Just let me know. Next, give and wear new clothes. All right, a popular gift to give to relatives and children is clothes, basically, so they can look pretty on the first day of Eid al-Fitr. Speaking about gifts, give gifts to children. I feel like gifts are most often given to children during this day, but generally you can give them to everyone. That's why I will have to do a gift guide. I'm thinking it's going to be included in the next episode, inshallah. Gift guide for pretty much everyone, you know. Next, preparing for clothes. Eid outfits, you guys. Eid outfits is a important matter in Eid al-Fitr, and you must prepare for it before the holiday. You don't have to buy new clothes. You can do that, absolutely, like buy new clothes for you and your family members. Or you can think about styling your existing clothes beautifully and appropriately for this beautiful occasion. You should also think about buying gifts for children, relatives and friends, and prepare them before Eid. All right, now we have the biggest part of preparation done. You can do some skin prep with your family, you can have fun and experiment a bit with face mask and all that, and yes, just have fun while doing everything, really. Now let's talk about psychological preparation. You need to prepare your mind for Eid. You need to have a clear mind, so you should think about the things you like to do beforehand, and think about the people you want to spend time with, and, you know, talk to them and organize whatever you like to do together. You can also think of different leisure activities that you want to do on this day, such as going to the park or like visiting family. A lot of things, really. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode. I hope you guys liked it. I enjoyed making this episode so much. I feel like it's all because I'm channeling Eid's vibes already, and I've already talked about this, that while you're talking about something that you really, really love, you kind of channel the feelings you have to the present moment. I believe I talked about this in my first episode. So yes, we just channeled Eid vibes. Yay. All right, so guys, I wish you have the most amazing last 10 days of Ramadan. As I said, take advantage of them. It's not too late. You can still get the most out of this Ramadan. I hope you have an amazing day. If you want to share anything for the next community episode, please fill out the form. I have included everything in the show notes below, and I've also included my dua. Well, not my dua, but the dua I told you about, the drive that my friend recorded from that Qari's voice. You can listen to it, you can share it with your friends and your loved ones. And that's it, guys. Thank you so much for making it this far in this episode. I'll see you next week, and don't forget to elevate your wellness. Love you. Bye.